The next patient is Velma, Velma, V-E-L-M-A is the first name, and the last name is Bernard. B like in boy, A-R-N-A-R-D. This is the clinical case of a 90-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This stage 4 is related to nephrosclerosis. The patient has history of diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, arterial hypertension, and cardiorenal syndrome. The patient is followed by Dr. Wayne. The latest echocardiogram that was done on December 20, 2022, the ejection fraction is just 40 to 45%. That is some component of valvular heart disease. The latest laboratory workup that was done on May the 31st of 2023, the serum creatinine is 2.2. The BUN is 48, and the estimated GFR is 20% with trace of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is pretty close to 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the patient weighs 141 pounds. Number two, and the patient has essential hypertension, the blood pressure today 130 over 80. Number three, the patient has ejection fraction of 40 to 45%, that is a contributory factor for cardiorenal syndrome. That is a component for the kidney dysfunction as well. Following number, the patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. She was advised to have the heaviest meal of the day at lunchtime to avoid the diet that is based in industrial production of food. A plant-based diet is emphasized, and we gave the reasons for that. And if she needs to eat some protein, she could have fish. And that will take care of the condition along with the administration of Pepcid 20 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient has periods of constipation and diarrhea. The suggestion is to take the stool softeners at least three times a week. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with the laboratory workup. And we invested in this case 10 minutes review in the lab, in the face-to-face 12 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.